For Ethan Kratt, December 15th started out like any other day.
I went downstairs, fed my pets, took them out, and sat down at my computer and started a normal work day.
For 8 months, Ethan had been working in marketing for a cannabis company. He loved his job. But that morning, he began to notice some strange things happening.
I started to get a lot of email notifications that my meetings for the rest of the day were all being rescheduled to Friday, the next day, or even the next week, which immediately strikes me as odd, knowing that it is end of year and we do have some harsh deadlines coming up.
Ethan wondered what was going on and started asking around.
So I reached out to one of my coworkers that had rescheduled a meeting over Slack and said, hey, do you maybe have some information about why all these meetings are being moved?
And what did they tell you?
They informed me that there is likely going to be a reduction in force this afternoon and that a lot of these meetings are being moved out since the rest of the day is probably going to be a little bit chaotic.
At noon, the CEO sent out an email saying there would be layoffs, and he advised employees to look out for a calendar invite by 12:15.
Well, I spent the next 15 minutes wearing a hole in my carpet, pacing around my room, until unfortunately I did receive an email from my boss's boss, scheduling a time where I would presumably be let go.
What were you told? How did it go down?
Well, my boss's boss pulled me in and, she was very, very emotional. Clearly, she'd been doing this all day. I found out that I was the last person in the line, which I guess they save best for last, a little bittersweet.
Right. Honor or curse? I don't know.
Who knows? She read off the, official script to break the news. We exchanged some kind words. I thanked her for my time there. And that was it. I closed my laptop for the last time and had all my access revoked.
Ethan is among thousands of people who've been laid off recently as more and more companies cut costs. And these companies all have one challenge in common: how to manage layoffs. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Wednesday, January 11th. Coming up on the show, dissecting the modern-day layoff.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever been laid off?
I've actually fortunately never been laid off, but I feel like working in media, we all know so many people who have been laid off.
That's our colleague Chip Cutter, who covers management and workplace issues.
And it's always really brutal, right? Because the people who lose their jobs are, of course, typically great colleagues, and you're frustrated to see them go. And then the people who stay at a company have to oftentimes pick up more of the slack. It's really tough for everybody involved.
In recent months, a lot of companies have undergone massive layoffs, and Chip's been keeping a close eye on them.
It's happening increasingly at prominent employers. So you see companies like Amazon.
Big tech firms are continuing their recent string of layoffs. Amazon today announcing it's going to cut 18,000 workers.
Or Salesforce.
Salesforce says it is laying off as much as 10% of its workforce. Salesforce.
Or Goldman Sachs.
Following those announcements last week from Salesforce and Amazon, now we're seeing those cuts extend beyond the sector. Goldman Sachs reportedly set to start cutting more than 3,000 employees in the days ahead.
It seems to be happening sort of almost every day at this point, where there's a prominent company that announces they are going to be cutting some roles.
Just today, BlackRock said it was cutting 500 jobs. And the union representing employees at Dow Jones, which owns the Wall Street Journal, also said the company's planning layoffs. And as you, as a workplace reporter, have seen these layoffs happening, what's your reaction been?
Well, it's really interesting just to see how companies go about this, because for years, I've been talking with CEOs and HR chiefs and others about how they just can't find enough people, about how it's such a tight market, it's an employee's job market. And so now to have it flipped, where you start to see companies saying, we are going to trim, we don't need as many people as we thought we did, it's notable and it feels like a real shift here.
Layoffs are always bad news. But Chip says there's a debate among HR professionals about how to do it as painlessly as possible. What's the difference between a good layoff and a bad layoff?
Well, I mean, no layoff is good, right? Like, nobody wants to lose their job. But I think the more humane the companies are in terms of how they treat employees here, the better.
Okay, so at a high level, what is HR's goal when layoffs happen?
HR's goal is to let people go with sort of the fewest headaches as possible. They want to pick the people that they feel like they need to get out of the organization, and they want them to sign their severance agreements, to not push back too hard, to sort of go quietly away to their next positions, and for the company then to be able to refocus itself with the employees who remain and to move on.
How do they make that happen? Because it seems like a lot could go wrong, and you're delivering bad news.
Yeah. This could go wrong at every stage. A manager can mess up the conversation. A CEO could say the wrong thing in an all-hands meeting. Like, there are so many ways that this could be problematic and this could go wrong.
What have you learned about how companies conduct layoffs?
The way companies conduct layoffs, it's a multi-week process. They plan and plan and plan for this. They realize that they have to sort of figure out dozens of details about how a layoff is going to happen, when people are going to be told they're losing their jobs, how it's going to be communicated to the workforce. There's lots of little decisions here that all affect how a layoff goes down.
Lots of decisions. Everything from how many people get laid off to when they're told and how they're told, in person or by video call.
There's a real debate inside HR about whether layoffs now should just be done over Zoom because it's easier and better for the employee, that they can take this bad news while they're at home and in a more comfortable place. Why ask someone to commute into the office, then be sat down with their manager, be told you're going to lose your job, and then be sent home that same day to pack up your desk? Some people just feel that that is now kind of cruel. So why not just do this over Zoom?
You can go off camera and have your emotional reaction and then come back.
That's right. Yeah. And you don't have to sort of like have a colleague watching you go into a weird conference room or, offices are fishbowls, right? Like, you can just see into these different conference rooms. People are gossipy. And that was always the scene, right? Where people just pack up their desks and then carry out their boxes. And then there'd be those photos of people on the street just, you know, loading their boxes into cars or cabs or whatever it might be.
Another decision HR managers have to make with layoffs is what day of the week to do it.
It used to always be Fridays were the best day for layoffs. The thinking was, we'll let people go on Friday. It's the end of the week. It gives them the weekend to sort of cool down, process all this, have a little time to be with their families, and just get their heads around this tough situation. Now, many HR execs say that's actually inhumane because, you know, on a weekend, you can't go to HR and ask a question. You probably can't call a benefits provider and just start rattling off the various issues you want addressed. And so now the thinking is that a Wednesday is actually the best day for a layoff because it would still basically give companies time. HR could address those questions during business hours. You know, you have a little more time to sort of do this, you know, during the work week.
But perhaps the biggest question...
What's the severance? Do we offer multiple months of pay? How long do we keep people on the payroll? This is something that we're seeing a lot right now where, you know, because there are legal considerations here, sometimes companies will say, we're going to keep you on payroll for the next 60 days. And then after that, we'll give you 2 months of severance. We'll give you health insurance for another 4 months. So these are all the questions that get debated.
What's the biggest risk an employer faces when laying off employees?
The biggest risk is that there's just mass frustration that the workers losing their jobs are angry and push back, and that the employees that remain are frustrated too and start really asking executives tough questions. There's a damage to morale inside the organization. And so when a layoff doesn't go right, it can really lead to a ripple effect that lasts for weeks or months. I mean, it can really cause a lot of problems that can affect a company's ability to get work done and for employees to be productive.
After the break, why one company is facing those ripple effects.
How well do we know the people we work with every day? We share lunches, jokes, and deadlines, but are we aware of the unseen struggles we often face silently? Stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or feeling misunderstood at work. Through insight, awareness, and empathy, we can start to better see the issues our coworkers are dealing with, and that can make us and our companies healthier too. Join Holly Robinson-Pete and her guests on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Back in November, a big online education company called Coursera began layoffs.
Employees started to receive invitations in November, just on their calendars from their managers. And a number of employees at the time thought that this was nothing to be alarmed about. Once the meeting started, though, managers were joined by an HR representative and one other person, and the message was delivered very quickly that their positions were being eliminated and that the decision was final.
What did they offer the laid-off employees?
So laid-off employees were offered 4 months severance, plus health coverage, and outplacement assistance. So help finding their next job. But some employees felt like that was not enough. And there was a specific frustration about how the company handled stock-based compensation.
A lot of companies pay employees in part by giving them company stock. But that stock isn't paid out immediately like their paychecks are. Employees have to wait for a certain date before they can sell it. In the case of Coursera, employees were laid off before they could cash in on their stock, and they felt that was unfair.
Because the stock was given to them in the past, years had gone by, and they felt like they had earned this and deserved it. And so there was a real push among employees who were laid off to try to rewrite the terms of these severance agreements.
In some cases, unions help workers negotiate their severance agreements. But employees at many tech companies aren't represented by a union. At Coursera, laid-off workers individually took their complaints to the company.
Employees then did not get the response they wanted. HR and a number of notes that we've seen said no to this. And so the laid-off employees decided they wanted to do more. They decided to come together in a Slack group. And what they did was they used that Slack group as a means for support, but they also used it as a way to sort of organize their thoughts and to think about, okay, what would we like to see from the company? And so a collective group of laid-off employees wrote a letter to the Coursera CEO in December, outlining how they felt Coursera's layoff terms fell short compared to other technology companies. And the company's chief people officer does respond. He says that Coursera does not communicate with an unidentified group of employees because they had signed their name as sort of the laid-off workers of Coursera. And so there's this frustration. But it really shows that sort of the decisions made in a layoff could lead to issues for weeks or months to come.
But is it an issue? It's just a letter.
It's a letter, but it shows the frustration there. And also inside Coursera, the remaining employees had raised questions about vesting terms and how the layoffs were conducted. And so you saw both inside Coursera and out with the employees who were frustrated over their packages raising issues about this.
Coursera says the company realizes its decision impacts employees' livelihoods and that it provided transition assistance to laid-off employees. What lessons does this situation at Coursera have for other companies?
I think it shows that even when a company goes through all this, it's always unclear sort of how employees are going to respond to a layoff. And that just because a layoff happened doesn't mean it's sort of over. To me, this is such a tricky moment. You see HR executives realizing they've got to do something different. You've got employees who really feel like they're going to speak out if something goes wrong and they don't feel like a company treats them properly. Ultimately, companies decide who stays inside an organization and who is let go. But I just think layoffs are more complicated than they've been in a long time. And as a company start now to cut these jobs, the decisions just are tough and significant.
As for Ethan, who was laid off last month, he's now looking for his next job. And he says being laid off has changed him.
I think it's made me much more empathetic to my fellow coworker. I think it's easy to think that something won't impact you or that you might be immune. And the reality is that's just not the case. I think it has made me a more cautious on my current job hunt, knowing that we are still in a tough spot with the economy.
So what's next for you?
Well, the job hunt is fully on. I've already had a significant amount of interviews. I actually had one right before this call. So hopefully a new career. And if you know of any, let me know, Kate.
Thanks so much. Thanks for telling us your story.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That's all for today, Wednesday, January 11th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like our show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.